much about.
Okay. I think this is on. Is this on? Can someone tell me if it's on? Because I don't know how this works. I believe it's on. Can you hear me?
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
Machine is special. Do you want to see it? Take a look.
Hey, Allie.
Have some respect, you freaks.
Yeah! Way to stick it, Allie. Way to stick it.
We got everything you want. Honey, we know the names. We are the people that can find whatever you may need. If you got the money, honey, we got your disease.
And now.
Hey, Allie, I just saw on the internet that we have the same birthday. Isn't that crazy? We should bone.
Our feature presentation.
I'm in. Give a call.
I mean, that is the rule, right?
It is.
As long as you have the same birthday.
Yeah.
Allie, happy birthday.
Hey, thanks, Bean.
Hope you enjoyed your present.
That?
Was that,
that
it?
Was it?
Wow.
That was
it. Yeah. Yeah. Whew,
I can check that one off.
Oh, God. That got that
right?
In.
From both of us, though, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh.
That's from the whole show.
Sure. Yeah.
That's from everybody. Yeah.
Well, I appreciate it.
Morning, everybody. Brand new Kevin and Bean Show. It is Monday, the 12th of June.
Where are you on the birthday spectrum? Are you the crazy, I get 3 months to celebrate my birthday, or are you at the other end, which is I don't even acknowledge that it exists?
I used to do a good week.
Mm-hmm.
This weekend I did a Friday night, Saturday, and then brunch yesterday. That's too much.
So it's sort of a weekend.
Yeah. Next
that's
year.
A lot. That's a lot of birthdays.
Next year, just one day.
One day.
And if people can't make it, they can't make it. But I don't want to have to bend for all of you that can't get your lives together and get it straight for the birthday girl. A little bitter.
So, but wait. But hold on. In your friend's defense, mm-hmm. When your birthday falls on a Monday, that is not super convenient to people getting together with you.
Oh, no. It would be the weekend prior, which
right.
It was. So it was going to be a big dinner on Saturday. And then people were like, I can't go. Can we do drinks Friday? What about brunch Sunday?
So
right.
You had to do them all.
Yeah. But it was fun.
You had to go to three different places and accept gifts from people.
And accept love and gifts. It was BS,
wow, that does
you
sound
guys.
Terrible.
It was awful. Thank you. It
does sound awful for
wow.
You.
Right?
Bad weekend.
So would it be better for you then, having had so much birthday this weekend, mm-hmm. if we would just not do much with the birthday today?
Like skip the pony?
Like skip the pony, exactly.
And by pony, I mean genuine. What?
You wish.
I wish. You've seen right, the pictures, ladies.
So we should just move on. As far as you're concerned, your birthday's over.
Sure. Well, today is my actual birthday. So.
Right, but we're saying you celebrated it over the weekend three times, so you're probably exhausted from that, right?
You're probably birthdayed out. Yeah.
Right.
You're saying there's nothing more.
I mean, yeah,
okay,
that's what we're
cool.
saying.
I'm yes. good.
We're just
yeah.
checking to make sure that's okay.
Yeah, it is.
Since that's what's happening anyway,
got
I'm
it.
To find out your level of acceptance.
Absolutely.
Okay, good. All right. Well, as Kevin mentioned, it is a Monday morning here on the Kevin Bean Show. We do have a lot of show coming up, but let me start with this story. EasyJet. Has anyone flown the airline known as EasyJet?
I have not.
No.
It doesn't sound like a comforting name. For me,
no.
I don't know. I want somebody a little more invested than EasyJet.
And is it
but
just
anyway,
an E and a Z, or do they at least
no,
spell it?
They spell it out.
Okay, that's a little more comforting.
This is apparently an airline that at least I know flies in Europe because this plane in the news, the travelers were due to fly from Malaga, which is in Spain,
okay,
to Bristol, which I believe is in England.
Mm-hmm.
And they were having nothing but trouble. The passengers, you know, God bless them. Flight after flight was canceled. There were delays. There were technical problems. There were 36 hours of delays before they finally got on the flight to go back home after their holiday. And then the pilot came on and spoke over the microphone and asked for a show of hands as to whether they should take off or not because one of the engines was dead.
Who asked the passengers for a show of hand?
Yes, one of the engines was dead, and the pilot told the 150 passengers on board that there was only a 50-50 chance they'd be able to get both engines working. And since there had already been so many delays, they said, we can still go for it. Passenger says he gave us the option and asked what we should do. He asked for a show of hands. There were some who just wanted to go for it. They wanted to get home, but most didn't. There were girls hyperventilating. There were lots of people panicking. There were elderly people on there, lots of children. Lots of people asked to get off the plane. Now, I don't know anything about airplanes, you guys, but planes can fly with one engine, right? They've got two. One's a backup.
One's a backup, but guess what? That mm-hmm. could go.
Right.
Right. So it's one thing to go out in your car today and not have a spare because you're not going to plummet to the earth and die if you get a flat
right.
tire.
That's right. That's my thing is it's always what's worst case scenario.
Yeah.
And in this particular case, it's pretty bad.
But what are the chances the second engine
I
goes?
Mean,
how
come
often
on.
Do engines go out?
But if it does.
But if it does.
Right. That's my point.
No, but I'm saying if it does.
Right. If it does, what? Then you die.
Bean, well, if you were on that plane, there is no way you wouldn't be clawing at that door to get out. That is the most BS thing I've ever heard a pilot say.
I'm just saying, after you've already been stuck in the airport for 3 days trying to get home, don't you just want to get home at that point?
I'll take a train.
Walk.
Only a yes. dozen
Hitchhike.
People.
Yes. Safer.
Only a dozen people said the flight should take off, while other passengers had panic attacks and demanded to be left off the plane. So, by the way, they did end up not taking off, and then they had to wait a couple more hours before they were able to get the plane fixed.
Don't you assume that the pilot is just going to make that decision if one of the
yes.
if one of the engines is down, that guy's calling off the flight, and there's nothing you can do about it, and okay.
Yeah, that should be the decision.
You don't take a vote.
That's the most insane story I've heard in a while.
Because I feel like the passengers don't really understand the
right.
mechanics of an aircraft, nor do they need to.
Right.
You know what I mean?
That's why you have pilots.
You have professionals who can decide on technical issues. So anyway, that's the story, and everybody's fine, by the way.
Because they didn't take off.
Yeah.
Well, they probably would have been fine if they had
sure,
taken
off. Sure, of course
off,
they would have.
But we'll never know. Because they're a bunch of pussies.
Worst.
Let's talk about today's Kevin DeMean Show, shall we?
Who on earth would listen to that?
Noel Monk is an author who has written a book called Running with the Devil about Van Halen. And he was mm-hmm. their road manager and manager for several years during the early times when they were really, really just crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah. He was hired right after they were signed to Warner Brothers Records. So he was there at the beginning.
Oof.
And it's a crazy ride,
yep.
Van Halen, those first few years, man. It's every excess you ever heard about a rock and roll band was happening around Noel Monk and his charges.
And personality clash. And basically, almost before it all happened for them, they
yeah.
were already fighting and doing yeah. drugs and everything else. So, good times. Taylor Swift is the devil.
Yep.
That's coming up today.
It's awesome is how I have that written down on my paperwork.
What's up with Florida on today's Kevin and Bean Show? We always check in with Harvey Levin from TMZ. And this Saturday night is K-Rock Night at the Galaxy. And apparently we have a little game called Does Kevin Know?
Oh, yay.
Who knew that had been voted in
yeah.
my absence?
We thought since the prize involves hanging out with you in
right.
your section at the Galaxy game.
Right.
These would be Kevin fans.
Right.
Give them the opportunity to play a game with Kevin.
Like to yeah. think they're Galaxy fans rather than
well,
Kevin
yeah.
fans.
I mean, it's both, though.
Okay.
They can like both.
I see. And this makes me look better, Bean? Is this
absolutely.
An opportunity for me to
yeah.
shine?
It's yep. really, it's just you shining right through.
You're going to nail it.
It's going to be beautiful.
We will take a break and come back with the Showbiz Beat next. Orlando sees alternative rock. This is the world famous K-Rock and the Kevin and Bean Show at 551.
What's up with Florida? Coming up right after the top of the hour. Then we check into the TMZ.com newsroom with our friend Harvey Levin. Ralph is here now. Time for our first look at the Showbiz Beat on a Monday. Hey, Ralph.
Hey, it is a Monday morning. And as always on Mondays, we take a look at the top 10 movies at the box office. Wonder Woman continues to be the number one film in the world. In its second week, it made another $57.2 million.
Wow.
Making it number one by far. And then came The Mummy, a movie which escaped more than was released. It made $32.2 million in its debut, considering how much money it cost to make. Not a great domestic box office. However, it still made $140 million overseas.
Wow.
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 So,
wow.
Tom Cruise still draws around the world, and people turned out to see it, not in America, but in other countries, where apparently they're more forgiving
Captain Underpants was third. Pirates of the Caribbean, Dead Men Tell No Tales was fourth. Guardians of the Galaxy was fifth. Then It Comes at Night debuted with $6 million. Baywatch was seven. Megan Levy debuted with $3.8 million. A lot of dogs in the theater. Alien Covenant and Everything Everything, top 10 films at the box office. Over the weekend to news for TV fans and comic book fans, Adam West, who played TV's Batman, of course, in the 60s, passed away on Saturday, and he was a friend of mine as well. And it was hard for his family and friends because Adam wasn't sick for very long. We didn't really see it coming, so it was sad news, but a lot of people remembering some very nice things about him over the weekend. So thanks to everybody who sent me emails and texts and tweets and stuff, too.
You had become really close with him, is that
we
right?
We became, the past 10 years, we've been really, really close friends. And it was very hard on a lot of levels because he was my boyhood idol and then my good friend, too. And a really good guy, really nice man with a big heart. And he was very kind to me and to a lot of us, and he thought the world of you guys too with the Kevin and Bean show, and it's just sad news.
Well, it was a real honor to meet the man, and you know, 88 years, you couldn't find a single person who had anything less than a wonderful encounter with him, or wasn't happy to have met the man.
Yeah.
You know, he was just so nice and so kind and so funny, and as Kevin, as you pointed out, I mean, just what a sense of humor, never took himself too seriously, just knew how goofy it was.
Yep.
You know, but
real talented,
man,
guy too. Real talented.
So talented, and what a loss!
Yeah,
what a loss. I mean, even at 88, you know, you still felt like he had was still contributing so much. You know, still so vital and so great to have him in the world.
I spent the day with him just not even a month ago, and he was in great shape. And then he didn't even realize he was sick until about 3 weeks ago.
Oh man!
And that's when he was diagnosed with leukemia, and it just all. Just it went so quickly. So
well, he got to enjoy his life right up to the very end.
He did.
You know, if there's any positive there,
he did. And I've been talking with his family over the weekend, and we're talking about perhaps trying to get together some kind of fundraiser for the Lymphoma Leukemia Society sometime in the next week or so the fans can come out and do something, because he's going to have a funeral just with his family. But we're talking about doing some sort of fan thing. So I will keep people posted. People have been asking me if there's going to be some sort of memorial or something. When I know, I will pass that information along to you for sure. Meanwhile, in other news, Katy Perry released her new album Witness on Friday, and over the weekend, I did not know this. I can't believe I missed out on this. I would have liked to have watched. She put herself in a Big Brother style house, and every move was shown on a live webcast for 72 hours.
What?
Right?
What?
How did I not know this?
How about a heads up?
I saw something.
I bet you did.
No.
I dipped in from
no.
time to
time. Oh, don't need your dipping.
Creepy alert.
How is it creepy? She was web streaming.
That
she wanted people to tune in and see what
dipping.
Was up. It's you.
You with your dipping and your...
But I'll tell you, that giraffe never gave birth the whole time I was looking. It was just what the hell?
You may have been looking at the wrong cam.
Oh, I might have got confused.
Yeah.
Only Beaton would actually make that choice.
What, to check in on Katy Perry? Ralph, you would have watched it if you'd have known about it?
Yes.
No, I'm saying your joke of watching the giraffe,
the
you would have actually made
Katy
that
Perry.
Choice. Yeah.
Had they been on the same
yes,
time, correct. You would have tuned into the giraffe.
I'm Team April, sure.
You're remarkable. Jerry Seinfeld considers himself a pretty chill dad, he said. The only time he can remember himself really, really getting upset with his daughter was when he discovered she was watching Keeping Up with the Kardashians, he said. He wasn't joking. He said he was really upset with her, said he simply could not take it, and was offended by that show on so many levels.
Understandable.
Understandable, absolutely.
Honey, can't you do drugs instead?
He said he came up during a time when television was the Olympics of being a comedian. And he said, the family, the Kardashians, is not doing anything interesting. And he can't understand why they're on television. That offends him. So he's got a point. Problem is there's too much television now, so they need more stuff to fill it.
Yeah, true.
And so people like Kardashians
rise to the occasion.
Kevin, your daughters grew up in about the right age to have been sucked into that whirlwind of the Kardashians. Have you ever encountered that at all?
Not really. They didn't really care much.
Your wife gave him a steady IV drip of Oprah, didn't she? Wasn't it just all Oprah all the time?
Was a lot of
house?
Oprah.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
A lot of Oprah.
Colin Jost from Saturday Night Live. Everyone's calling him a true gentleman. Because although the rumors have been swirling that he's been hooking up with Scarlett Johansson after she appeared on SNL, he won't say anything about it. Other than saying to E! News, I'm very happy in my personal life. Well, I bet you are. I have to say, that's remarkable, though. If you're dating Scarlett Johansson and you're not screaming it from the top of Rockefeller Center in New York City, that's some
restraint.
Yeah, that's some composure right there. I gotta give
How do you not get that tattooed on your forehead?
I gotta give him props for not broadcasting it somehow, doing a Katy Perry style live 72-hour.
You know, he
Cam of just me screaming into the camera. I'm dating Scarlett Johansson.
He had dated Rashida Jones for quite a while, and
what?
Who is this guy? A year.
He's got game.
He's apparently never said anything about it until I guess it came out after they broke up that they had been together for over a year. So he definitely plays
the worst dater ever. What's the point of dating these women? You can't rub it in people's faces.
Right?
I mean, the fact that you're dating them.
I mean,
right.
Yes.
Right.
Today's celebrity birthdays, former president of these United States, George Herbert Walker Bush, is 93 years old today. I'd put him in office today.
Miss him, don't you?
Given that show. This is the
at
dad.
At 93.
This is the dad, yeah. Kevin. Yeah, but at 93, just wheel him in. Make Barbara VP. I don't care anymore. Just help. Help.
Wrong.
Singer Robin is 38 years old today. Model Adriana Lima is 36. Actor Dave Franco turns 32. And our own Ally McKay celebrates her birthday today.
Yay!
Thanks, kids.
Finally able to drink legally over the weekend as she turned 21. So
very exciting.
It was very exciting, I'm sure. Did you have a lot of celebrations?
A little too much.
Ah-ha-ha.
Yeah.
That explains why you're wearing slippers. You have curlers in your hair.
Okay.
Cold cream on your face.
All right.
It's quite the look, folks. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
How about Incubus and Jimmy Eat World in Seattle? K-Rock Road Trip 2017, destination number 2. Pretty good deal?
Yes, Bean, pretty good deal.
Thank you. Incubus, Jimmy Eat World, and Judy on the Line are playing the Hollywood Bowl August 14th. You win tickets to that, and you're qualified to see them in Seattle. That's in Washington, don't you know, with round-trip airfare, hotel, and 106.7 spending cash. 9 o'clock this morning, once again on the Kevin and Bean Show, and all week long here on K-Rock, we'll be hooking you up with that prize. All right, we got time to ask a question, which is, what's up with Florida?
You goddamn people in Florida! You bunch of bastards!
Florida! 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 What's up with Florida? You always have the craziest news. What's up with you? Florida! 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 What's up with Florida? Let's all find out what happened now in Florida.
Once again, we take you to the Sunshine State, America's Wang, for all the best in crime. Kevin, you're going to be very excited to know that your friend Lawrence Patrick Sullivan is back in the news. You recognize that name?
No.
Is that the Joker?
Yes, it's the Joker, Ellie. Well done. He's the guy we talked about a couple of weeks ago. He's got the green hair. He's got his entire face tattooed up.
Yep.
He was the one, you recall, who was he was waving a gun around in an apartment complex, and he got arrested and then gave this great interview afterwards.
The gun's in my name. It's not a dirty gun. So why are they going to charge him with a felon?
But you don't have a permit.
The permit. We live in America.
Right? Right? So he is out on bail. And wouldn't you think if you were this guy? Now, look, I know he makes a lot of bad choices. If you're this guy, don't you do everything you can to maybe not have any more interactions with the police for a while?
No.
If you're out
on
bail.
This guy is not that smart.
He was loitering, and police were called and found a strong smell of marijuana coming from the area where Mr. Sullivan was sitting, as the officer wrote in the report. As soon as Mr. Sullivan observed the detectives, he attempted to throw the marijuana cigarette on the grass and was arrested. I got to tell you, I am shocked, knowing what I know about Florida, that pot isn't legal there.
Yeah, no kidding. That is shocking.
Doesn't it just seem like a crazy party state?
So somebody just saw a guy smoking weed and called?
Yes.
Well, what's up with Florida?
What is up with Florida?
Come
Which is why we asked that question.
Angry.
Well, for God's sakes.
Breon Hollings, 22 years old, lives in Jacksonville. And I spent a lot of time researching this story because this seemed like too crazy a coincidence to actually be true. He's in his apartment. He's doing a Facebook Live video with his shirt off. Maybe you guys saw this. And he is waving around what looks like thousands of dollars in $100 bills. Just showing off and bragging. At the exact time he's doing that on the Facebook Live, the police show up to raid his home.
Yep.
I'm going to play a little bit of audio. It's not the greatest audio in the world, but you'll hear him waving the money around. And then he hears the police outside his home telling him to come out on the bullhorn, all right?
This don't stop, man.
Waving the money around, and then he hears this. So he runs out of the room, and the police are already at the door. And they come in and they arrest him, and it's just so crazy because he leaves his Facebook Live open and you actually see the police going through the house with all their SWAT gear on and their machine guns and everything like that looking for stuff in the house.
At first I didn't buy it just because what are the chances?
What are
the timing?
Chances, right?
Right.
I'm still not sure. You are? You did a deeper dive on this?
Yes, I believe it is true. By the way, in the house, they found illegal handguns, crack cocaine, ammunition, oxycodone pills, drug paraphernalia. He had it all.
None of that surprises me.
No. How dumb are you to be doing this on Facebook Live, though?
I think some people aren't sure yet whether Facebook Live is on the internet and can be seen by other people. That's crazy.
One crime expert says, in my more than 24 years of law enforcement, I've never seen anything like this ever. The video can easily implicate him, particularly if he is unemployed, which he is, by the way, and he's flashing the money around. And listen to this. Jacksonville police said they were already planning to execute the search warrant. The Facebook Live video had nothing to do with why they were there. It was a complete coincidence. That's wonderful, though.
That he is expected wonderful.
To face
that
was a judge sweet. In 3 weeks. Here's the story of Charles Wartruba from Port St. Lucie. You may have seen this video. The news report went viral. I'll let them tell you the story from their newscast.
All right, welcome back. Well, a neighborhood party pooper pulls the plug on a little girl's bounce house and is all caught on camera.
By the way, this announcer is way
He's
too
great.
Happy.
Yep,
this
so story. Into
it.
So the neighbors across the street are having a party for, a dozen little girls, and they've got a bounce house. And he walks across the street and just unplugs it.
Why?
And I don't know if you've ever seen a bounce house that just deflates with the kids inside.
I mean, it happens all the time, but not because a neighbor unplugs it.
Everyone was fine, by the way. Let's hear more.
Well, this happened in Port St. Lucie. Video shows kids enjoying themselves in a bounce house at a birthday party when suddenly the bounce house begins losing air. But that's not all the home security camera captured. An elderly man can be seen unplugging the bounce house from an outdoor outlet and just simply walking away. It's unclear if he will face any charges.
All right.
Oh, my God.
Charges? What kind of charges could he face?
I was going to ask you guys, what do you guess? Charles Wartruba, Port St. Lucie, 70 years old, the guy who lives across the street who unplugged the Disney Princess bounce house, was arrested. What do you think for?
Mischief.
Hating fun.
Hating shenanigans. Being
disturbing,
old.
Disturbing the peace. And trespassing.
Oh, which trespassing. He probably thought they were disturbing his peace.
Oh,
that's
sure.
why I did it.
Yeah.
It is thought that he was trying to unplug the disc jockey's stereo equipment because the party was too noisy. So he just went over and looked for an extension cord and unplugged it and then walked back to his house, not realizing even that it was the bouncy house. So... what a party, though.
What a party for those little girls,
a level
right?
level of petty that I hope to know when I'm 70-something.
I respect his game, I'll tell you that. And this has been What's Up with Florida.
Florida, Florida, Florida. What's up with Florida?
Pair of tickets inside the K-Rock section to see the Galaxy versus Houston at StubHub Center with my man Kevin. You can win those tickets coming up this morning on the Kevin and Bean Show. Stand by for that. First, though, Monday morning, right about this time, we check into the TMZ.com newsroom with our friend Harvey Levin. Hey, Harvey.
Morning, guys.
Morning.
Thank you so much for coming on, because I really need you to help
me. You don't have to ask me that after 10 years. It's what we do.
I know it's what we do, but today I'm particularly grateful that you're on, because you're going to be able to answer a lot of questions, I think, on this Bachelor in Paradise story. Because when I saw the initial headline late yesterday afternoon that it had been – the Bachelor in Paradise had been shut down because of sex in a pool, I thought – I would have thought they would only shut it down if there wasn't sex in the pool. Like, what don't I understand about this story?
You know what? I actually wrote this story on the site when we broke it last night. And all I was thinking was, God, these guys, Kevin and Bean, are going to be so happy today.
I mean, seriously, though, aren't they?
That's all I was thinking.
Don't you feel the same way? Like, isn't that what they're going for?
Well, there's something more to it. And I'll kind of walk you through what we know from one side.
Okay.
And then we can talk about what might be more. There are two people on the show, DeMario Jackson and Corinne Olympias.
Mm-hmm.
And they're the bad boy and the bad girl, respectively, from prior seasons of Bachelor. So we're told that the producers wanted a storyline where the two of them kind of hooked up. So the very first day, which was a week ago yesterday, they were in a Mexican resort. The two of them were at the bar, and apparently, now this is according to DeMario. We have talked to people who have his account. And DeMario's version is that they were drinking, that Corinne jumps in his lap, they start making out, a lot of, as he put it, intense rubbing.
Okay.
At that point, Corinne says, let's go to the pool. Now, this is, again, according to DeMario's version. They go to the pool, they're shooting this, and they are rubbing and they are touching and doing stuff. He claims that she put her genitals in his face.
Okay.
How much further can I go?
Not much.
That's
okay,
probably then, right at the line now. Now,
some happens, but they don't have intercourse because he's had too much alcohol.
But it's all consensual.
Well, he says it's complete, not only consensual, but she was the driver of this, he says. Now, a producer on the show saw the video after it was shot and filed a complaint with the show. And said she was uncomfortable with it. There is something where they are investigating, and this is the quote, misconduct. Now, what I just described to you doesn't sound like misconduct, but they are investigating misconduct. Now, whether Corinne is saying that this was not her decision to do, whether she wanted this, I don't know, but there is some investigation of misconduct, but the whole show has been put on ice while Warner Brothers investigates.
Wow. Has this ever happened with any of the Bachelor shows
never heard
before?
Of it. Never heard of it before. And, you know, Warner Brothers, as soon as they found out, they immediately called Corinne and DeMario in. They relieved them of their duties, and then the next day they told everybody to go home, and they put they just stopped the show while they're investigating.
That seems really odd. Again, not to say the exact same thing, but that's sort of what they're going for the time.
I know, and that's why that word misconduct is really, really important, I think. And they haven't defined what it is. I have a sense of what I think it is. I don't want to say, but I think it's more than just two people fooling around in a pool.
Allie, did you read something else in another source that may have suggested that it was an employee of the show who was unhappy with the sex that they had to witness?
Yeah, I had
read... That was the producer.
Yes.
She's a producer who, I think it was her first stint on Bachelor in Paradise, and she was the one that filed the complaint. It sounds like an HR complaint to me.
So it might not even have anything to do with anything between the contestants, between Corinne and DeMario. It might just be the person who it's my job to watch you guys make out or have sex or whatever, and I don't like it. It could be something as simple as that.
I don't think it is, because you wouldn't call that misconduct.
Yeah.
Yeah, what would you call misconduct?
That was a good question that I'm not going to answer.
Okay, all right.
But you have a theory.
I do have a theory, but I'm not going to throw the theory at
you. Okay.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. So what do they do with all these contestants there? Because they usually film
these
shows.
They're gone. They're gone.
They
set them home. Everything.
Wow. So it's not like they just said, you guys chill at the hotel while we work this out. We'll resume production in 24 hours.
Serious stuff. Serious stuff.
It is shut down.
Something happened.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, Harvey. Will you keep us posted if you find out more?
Of course.
Appreciate that. TMZ airs on Fox Channel 11.
Again, It's what we do.
Right. It is what we do. Many times throughout the day, TMZ Live at 4 p.m. Same channel, Channel 11, TMZ Sports, Monday through Friday at midnight on Fox Sports 1. And don't forget, the TMZ tour is perfect for your visitors in the summertime. Same site, TMZ.com. Harvey, we appreciate the time. We'll do it again next Monday, sir.
Okay, guys.
Thank you.
So Taylor Swift is the best, right?
I don't think that's what we're saying at all.
I think what we're saying is Taylor Swift is the worst.
Yeah.
How dare you? I think that's our point.
This Katy Perry Taylor Swift feud, if it's real, if there is a feud,
right.
I think we want to move past this, right? We want this thing to be done. We want to
be
over with.
Mm-mm. No, Taylor, I'd like Katy Perry just to continue pounding her.
Taylor has. By the way, right. For what it's worth, Taylor has never said a word about Katy Perry. There has been no feud from her side.
Right.
This is all coming from Katy Perry. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of people said, well, now Taylor has finally responded to everything that Katy has been saying over the last couple of years, and particularly as she's been doing publicity for this new Witness album that came out last week, by flooding the internet with Taylor Swift music last Thursday night at midnight, the exact time that Katy Perry's album became available. Taylor decided she was finally going to put her stuff back out on the streaming services. It had only been on Apple Music before.
What a coincidence, right? Mm-hmm.
So now it's on Tidal, and now it's on Spotify, and a lot of people looked at that as like totally throwing shade at Katy.
Oh, shit, here we go. It's on.
No, I don't.
Race war.
It's not a race war.
Race war's on, everybody. It's going down.
It's not
okay.
Race war.
A couple of white ladies.
Hey,
now,
Bean, by you saying Taylor has never said anything about Katy, you're saying that Bad Blood doesn't exist, that song?
No, I'm saying that it was Katy and others' interpretation that song was about her.
Oh.
That has never been confirmed by Taylor.
But you know it was.
I don't know. I mean,
but Bean, you know, right?
It's certainly possible.
Come on, though, but seriously.
No, I'm saying, I mean, are you asking me to guess what her song was about? It might be about Katy Perry. I don't know. But what I'm saying is Taylor is finally speaking out for the first time anywhere ever. And it's here on the Kevin and Bean Show. We've got her on the phone, and we can finally get all these questions answered that we've had for all this time. Hey, Taylor, welcome back.
Oh, my God. I can't believe I'm talking to you on the phone. I'm so surprised.
You're not surprised? We went to a lot of work to line this up.
I had no idea.
We went through your people.
And you would be on the phone.
It's a scheduled interview. You knew you were going to be talking to
her.
You're not surprised at all, really.
All right. Well, why don't we start with Allie's question, since she brought it up. Bad Blood is or is not about your feud with Katy Perry?
Katy whom?
Katy Perry.
Your former friend, Katy Perry.
You know Katy Perry.
You know who she is, Taylor.
I'm drawing a blank.
Taylor. She's the lady who sings Roar. You know her.
She sings Whore?
Roar.
I knew a whore named Katy Perry.
Taylor Swift.
I see how
it's
going.
I didn't know there was a musician one.
Okay, that's how we're going to play it, huh?
No, I just thought, oh my God, I didn't know. I didn't even know.
I mean, you knew.
Katy Perry. Oh, no.
Okay, so the headlines were Taylor Swift's music back on the streaming services because Katy Perry can't even have one day. Admit that it was not a coincidence that you made that decision exactly at the moment where her new album came out.
Katy Perry has a new album? Oh, my God. I had no idea.
You know she has a new album. She's been doing a lot of publicity for it.
I will not rest until I remove her from the planet Earth.
What just happened?
Oh, my God.
What? Taylor?
Oh, my goodness. I'm sorry. I had some gas.
It didn't sound like that at all.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was a little hoarse. I woke up with a frog in my throat.
Wow.
Taylor, it sounded like Satan.
Right?
No, that's crazy.
Okay.
I just love.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I hate. I'm just gonna hate.
I have no problem with Katy Perry at all.
What about the voice that was coming out of you saying hate?
What? I don't know what you're talking about. What voice is that?
Now,
I will
Katy.
Bathe in her blood. I will drink from her skull.
Oh my God.
Blood and I will poke out her eyes and use them as jewelry.
This is really violent now.
What?
Holy cow.
What are you talking about? I don't know what you're
saying.
You
can't hear that voice that's coming out on the phone?
She can't hear it because I possess her. And I will rule the planet with her as my unwitting slave.
Oh, wow.
Oh my God, am I hungry all of a sudden?
You got to get out of there. I think there's bad things happening, Taylor.
Bad things happening in here, too.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 6:53.
Ralph is here with the Showbiz Beatdown on Monday, and then we're going to talk to your boy, Ralph. Noel Monk's going to be joining us on the show.
Fascinating stories about life on the road with Van Halen.
He's got them all.
Not even on the road. Sometimes even at weddings.
The book is called Running with the Devil, a backstage pass to the wild times, loud rock, and the down and dirty truth behind the making of Van Halen. This is the guy who shepherded them through the first 7 years of their career.
Yeah.
So he knows where the bodies are buried. So we'll talk to Mr. Monk coming up right off the top of the hour. First, though, showbiz time. Here's Ralph.
That was pre-NDA rock and roll back then.
Yes, right. It was.
So you can write a book like this and not end up with a big fat lawsuit. Couldn't get away with that anymore.
Nope.
I think you're right.
Sign away all your rights. It's a Monday, so we take a look at the top 10 movies at the box office. Oh, before we do that, let me give this this away. You know Box Lunch, the pop culture stores? They're around Southern California. There's eight here in the Southern California area. You can always go to boxlunch.com as well. If you are like me and you love movies and music and TV shows and superheroes and comic books and just any pop culture collectibles, Box Lunch is a great place to shop. You can hang out at the store. You can go online. No matter how you like to do your shopping, you can check out Box Lunch and boxlunch.com. Here's $100 to spend at Box Lunch. How about that?
Yay!
Kids love cash.
They do.
And collectibles.
Right.
You can get to buy some new Funkos. Right?
Right. They're everywhere, aren't they? Those Funkos.
The Funkos are blowing up. Why don't you give me a call right now, 1-800-520-1067. Caller number five. Caller number five right now will get $100 from Box Lunch to use at one of their stores or online. Monday morning, we look at the top 10 movies at the box office. Speaking of superheroes and collectibles and pop culture, Wonder Woman continues to rule the world. In its second week, it made $57.2 million, which would be a big opening weekend, let alone a second week.
No kidding.
The Mummy came in at number two with $32.2 million.
Saw it.
Of course you did.
Did you? Kevin.
Why?
Because look
what
good.
About the Mummy looked what good about, to you?
How do you, it looked
on.
Good.
Yeah.
The trailer looked good.
Start with that. What?
What?
It looked good to did me. You see a different one?
No, I saw it. It just looked good to me.
What's wrong with you?
Why?
How does, what about it look good?
How am I supposed to see it?
How dare you? How am I supposed to answer that? What about it look good? It just looked like it might be a big... You know, special effects extravaganza. That's not a word I use very often.
Ever.
So nothing else matters to you other than something has special effects?
Well, I mean, sometimes a movie will surprise you. This one didn't necessarily, but sometimes it'll surprise you. You'll expect it to be bad going in, and then you'll go, oh, I'm very pleasantly surprised. Not this one.
Nope.
Nope.
Mm. Who could have seen that coming? Just everyone.
I mean... People were bad-mouthing it, if that's what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
Although, I will say
this.
That
didn't scare you off.
I will say this. My theater, to my surprise, applauded at the end of it.
Really?
Because it was over, yeah.
That's what it was.
We were finally released.
We don't have to watch it anymore.
Sweet release.
It was about 99% movie and about 1% special effects at the very end. There wasn't even special effects for the most part. So, good times.
Do you regret seeing it?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it was a mistake.
It looked good to me.
Yeah, it was not good. Back to you.
Captain Underpants was third. Pirates of the Caribbean, Dead Men Tell No Tales, fourth. Guardians of the Galaxy was fifth. It Comes at Night debuted with $6 million. And Baywatch, Megan Levy debuted with $3.8 million at number eight. Alien Covenant and Everything. Those are your top 10 films at the box office. Over the weekend, a good friend of mine and an icon, Adam West, passed away Friday night here in Los Angeles. He was 88 years old today. Of course, he was Batman in the iconic television series of the same name back in the 60s, but also he was the mayor of Quahog in Family Guy. And it's strange to talk about him in the past tense because he was a good friend of mine, and I had just seen him a month ago. And I will miss him. And a lot of people associated me with Adam because I was a huge fan, obviously, and then we became close friends. And so a lot of people have been reaching out and saying very nice things about Adam to me, and I appreciate it. It's been nice to get all your messages and emails and stuff. So, also, I heard you guys talking about Katy Perry with, yes. With that Taylor Swift.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Katy Perry, I think, would like this to go away. She was asked if she would like to stick a pin in this feud with Taylor Swift, and she said, absolutely, Katy said, 100%. I forgive her, and I'm sorry for anything I ever did, and I hope the same from her. I think it's time. Maybe I don't agree with everything she does. Maybe she doesn't agree with everything I do. But, like, I really, truly want to come together in a place of love and forgiveness and understanding and compassion.
We just talked to Taylor, and she didn't seem to know anything about Katy Perry's existence.
I know. That seems strange. Weird. She's ignoring her. But so maybe this will come to an end. But you have to remember, Taylor Swift is really, really petty. So I'm guessing it probably won't come to an end.
She's a succubus.
I hope she picks up the phone. I hope she picks up the phone and says exactly back to Katy what Katy just said to her, which is, I apologize.
She won't.
Let's move on.
She won't.
And let's be friends.
She won't. Meanwhile, that Katy Perry live webcast is still going on, by the way.
Is it?
Yeah. I was in the other room watching Katy Perry sleep with her dog on her head.
So is that code?
No.
Oh, okay.
It was pretty adorable. She had a little dog, Nugget, and she's sleeping, and Nugget's like curled up right next to her head on the pillow. You can watch Katy Perry sleep. They're going to wake her up with a choir this morning. You can vote on what song the choir sings.
Wait, is this real?
You heard serious? Me? God damn it. Oh, I would kid about Katy Perry with a dog on her head.
It's kind of amazing.
It is amazing. I watch Katy Perry sleep. How many times have I thought about that?
Yeah, super right?
Right?
And I think the whole thing ends later today with a live concert. She's going to be streaming a concert.
Yeah, she will. Probably streaming a concert.
That's nothing creepy about that at all, right?
I don't know what that means. Today's celebrity birthdays. George H.W. Bush, former president, 93 years old today. Singer Robin is 38. Adriana Lima is 36. Dave Franco celebrates his 32nd birthday. And the birthday of a very, very special lady today. Oh, I already mentioned Adriana Lima. I'm sorry. That's my I don't want to repeat myself. Oh, it's Ally McKay's birthday, too.
Oh.
Yeah, it's also Ally McKay's birthday.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Oh, okay. We get it, lady.
Right. We should play like
right?
We shouldn't.
A tribute.
No.
That's a
no.
Great idea.
We should not.
We should have like a whole... Like a block,
right?
Like a rock block.
Yes,
of like all the most famous alley mashups.
Eight fifteen this morning, ladies and gentlemen. That is on the schedule.
Nope.
8:15.
No, it is not.
Very excited.
It is now.
It is now. Yeah.
Oh dear.
Uh-huh. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Look, speaking of Guns N' Roses, speaking of rock and roll, a lot of bands have their stories. A lot of bands are out there on the road doing their nonsense, their sex, and their drugs, and their rock and roll. No more so than Van Halen, I would imagine, though, right?
Right.
Yeah. I mean, when you talk about the excess of this industry, Van Halen had it all, did it all. The new book is called Running with the Devil. A backstage pass to the Wild Times, Loud Rock, and the Down and Dirty Truth Behind the Making of Van Halen by their former manager, who we are delighted to welcome onto the show, Mr. Noel Monk, joins us. Hey, Noel, how are you?
Real good. You guys should be going to bed now.
We're just getting started, Noel.
It's time to start to sober up.
Well, listen, we're so grateful that you joined us, and we were having a conversation before you came on the air about how we wondered if a book like yours could even be written with managers of current rock bands, or if they would have to sign away their rights to ever tell the story. You came up at a time where you didn't have those unrevealed clauses in the contracts, right?
Oh, sure you did.
You did? You had to sign a non-disclosure?
But for a minimal amount of, you know, time.
Oh, I see. So just, okay. So it's limited.
Only about, you know, a couple of years, and then you can say whatever you want, man.
Okay.
I wasn't ready to say anything. Only about 30 years. I figured I might as well...
What will people be most surprised about to learn about Van Halen? People have a fuzzy idea of what those times must have been like, but what will be a surprise to them, Noel?
Well, that's one. And you got great fans. I got to say that.
Okay.
I read a lot of your stuff, and the biggest problem is you got people now all of a sudden starting to write. And they never saw a show from 78 to 85.
Right.
They never hung out with the band for more than 12 seconds, if they ever met the band. And they're all talking about, well, I researched this and I know this. Well, for one, I should be dead 8 years ago.
Right.
I'm also a former policeman. Never happened. You know, when I started seeing...
Hi, this is Bo Bachman from Galpin Motors. I am proud to say that last month was the best month in Galpin's 70-year history. We also took in more trade-ins than we know what to do with. Rather than taking them to auction, we are having a huge used car sale. Right now, on every used vehicle at Galpin, you can get 0% APR financing for 60 months and make no payments for 90 days. Also, get oil and filter changes for 2 years. And Galpin's lifetime used car warranty is included with almost every used vehicle. And you choose from over 1,000 used vehicles in stock. That's at Galpin Ford, Galpin Honda, Galpin Mazda, Galpin Volkswagen, Galpin Santa Clarita, Galpin Premier, and Galpin Kia. So if you've been waiting for the right time to get a used vehicle, now is the time at Galpin's huge used car sale.
Galpin's giant used car sale going on now. Call 1-800-GO-GALPIN or visit galpin.com.
Real story.
I was a manager. I was there. I saw hundreds of shows.
It sounds to me from reading the beginning of the book like the band was starting to come apart at the very beginning.
No, that we you're reading the prologue, and that was 82. We started in 82, and then we flipped back to 78.
Okay.
78 was hell-kicking fun.
Right.
And, you know, I mean, it was wall-to-wall. We did 8 or 9 months straight. And barely got a day off.
Mm-hmm.
But we spent a lot of time on 78 and 79 because that set it all up.
Sure. This is the voice of Noel Monk here on the Kevin DeBeach Show, former manager for the band Van Halen. He was with them for the first 7 years of the group. What can you tell us about the volume of the young ladies that enjoyed the company of the members of Van Halen during those years, Noel?
What isn't there to tell?
I mean, is it just a different woman or two every night in every town?
Up to a certain point, we had some wonderful women on the road. And that's something also that bugs me.
Yes.
The women of the road are called groupies and sluts. Well, there'd be a couple female bands. But when you get to the book, you'll find out we got the, you know, England with Black Sabbath, and the band went crazy because mm-hmm. Sabbath has 98% guys, and the other 2% you can't tell aren't guys.
Okay, right.
You know, you don't get along without women. You go crazy, and they're to be respected.
Okay.
They're really good people.
Okay, before now, we run out of time, Noel. Since you brought up, you covered the women, how about the drugs? How serious a problem were drugs in Van Halen in those early years?
Yes, you're right.
Pretty serious.
Very serious.
Did Eddie Van Halen actually travel with a drug dealer?
All right.
I don't think we even have any more delays to get out of.
Yeah, I don't think so. 5 times Noel has used words that we're not allowed to say on the radio, unfortunately. So I think we are going to have to end the interview there because we are running out of delay time. But the book is, you get an idea now, right? Running with the Devil, a backstage pass to Wild Times, Loud Rock, and the Down and Dirty Truth Behind the Making of Van Halen. And it is available wherever you get books tomorrow. Thanks, Noel.
Never say that again until 2 minutes from now.
Okay. Thank you, Noel. We appreciate it. I'm not kidding. Let's get Noel Monk on again tomorrow.
I would like him to co-host this show.
That was my favorite Ralph character in a long time.
That was not
Kevin
Ralph
and
character.
Bean and Monk.
A lot of people were suggesting that Ralph was just having us on, but that was a real guy who really shouldn't be doing radio interviews.
I mean,
and I apologize.
Yeah, no radio works.
I mean, we do have 5 delays, and we were pretty much out of them.
Yeah.
Because he was using language that we couldn't let on the air.
We may have to break down that tape later on, you guys.
That's sweet.
Now, Ralph, a lot of times you're quick to point fingers that we screwed up, that we blew it. Was that wasn't us though, this time, right?
No, no, no. That you had no control over that segment
whatsoever. That's what was beautiful about it.
Good, bad, or indifferent. There was no influence from you that was going to change how that was going to turn out.
We were not expecting that at all.
No.
And not only that, Bean, we also were asking pretty softballish questions from the book, and he was denying us every time.
Yes.
No, that didn't happen.
Well, in his defense, though, apparently, Kevin, you did read the prologue and think it was the beginning of the story.
I didn't, but there was a lot about the band really hating each other from the very beginning.
Yeah.
David Lee Roth and Eddie Van Halen. So I just threw that out there. Like,
it was an understandable mistake. But it was.
Let's get him back on tomorrow.
Let's get him back tomorrow.
Let's do it.
Let's reestablish our relationship with Noel Monk.
We need to move on to another thing here. This is our new segment called Pet No Pet.
You have an animal. Is it a pet? When it gets sick, do you take him to the vet? This is Pet Not Pet. Pet Not Pet. Pet Not Pet. Is it a pet?
All right, Pet Not Pet is what we're doing here. And we're going to be taking your calls at 1-800-520-1067. You can call or text us and let us know what animal you have, and we'll tell you whether it's a pet or not.
Pet, not pet. Is it a pet?
Not every animal is a pet.
Right.
Not every
animal
is meant to be a pet.
Yes, I agree.
Some are just animals.
And for lots of different reasons. Like a tiger should never be a pet.
Correct.
That's a perfect example.
Yes.
Okay. Now, this came up because I saw an article that I thought was interesting in the New York Times last week about how popular pet rats are becoming in New York.
Pet rats!
And there are lots of people who say, look, New York is infested with dirty, filthy, disease-carrying, awful rats. Why on earth would anyone intentionally have a rat in their home and treat it like a dog?
Very different. New York sewer rats and street rats are very different from the rats that people have as pets. Rats make great pets, by the way.
Is that right?
What is pointed out in his article, is that fancy rats are completely different, and they are much more sociable.
Fancy rats.
They're called fancy rats.
Really? The ones with a monocle?
Yes,
bow tie.
It's a different kind of breed, and apparently they are sociable, and they are affectionate, and they are intelligent, and they are.
Can they roll over and play dead?
And they're, you can teach them little tricks.
You can teach them to do almost anything. They're
incredibly trainable and smart.
Yeah.
And a lot of people, especially in New York where they have limited square footage, they don't have the room, and it wouldn't be appropriate to have a dog or a cat or an animal that needs a lot of room. You have a rat, and that's what you do. So that's what kind of started this whole discussion. So if we threw that out to the room and we said rat, pet, not pet, what would the ruling be?
Pet.
Pet.
I agree.
Say not pet.
I say pet, too.
All right.
Now what's your reason, Kevin?
Rats.
Because rats.
That's my reason.
Right, but when you just heard that they're smart and affectionate.
I know,
clean,
every animal's like a dog.
Clean and easy to care for. No, it's not like a dog at all. It's just if you have an apartment and you have limited space, they make for excellent pets.
Mm. You still say no? You still say not pets?
Well, I mean, I am being outvoted, but I say no pet.
By the way, just so you know, if you have a rat, Ralph, you can go on online, and they have rat hammocks and rat sweaters and rat costumes.
Once again, people have to ruin it by making rat clothes.
All right. So 1-800-520-1067, pet, not pet.
Tell us what pet is.
Not pet. Is it a pet?
Let me be the guinea pig here, no pun intended, because I used to have guinea pigs.
Pet.
As pets. Guinea pigs are legit, right?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
okay. I have had hedgehogs as pets.
Nope.
Little Murray and Little Miracle.
Nope.
Everything that you can say about a rat, you could also say about a hedgehog.
Nope.
Yeah,
why
no?
Now, why nope?
Because it's not trainable. A hedgehog's not trainable. Just wants to live in a hedge. That's all it wants to do.
Well, but they're so cute.
Same with the gerbil.
Wait. Animals can be cute, but not pets.
Exactly.
Just because they're cute doesn't mean they're a pet.
You're denying Murray and Miracle.
Yes.
As being pets.
Yes, absolutely.
I'm with you, Bean. It's a pet.
Thank you, Alec.
The hedgehog is a wild rodent that has no business being in your home.
But can't you argue that a rat is a wild rodent?
No, because the fancy ones are bred to be domesticated pets. Was this a fancy hedgehog? No, it's just a goddamn hedgehog.
It was
one they found on the side of the road.
Denied.
All right. I also have had four different millipedes as pets.
Nope. You're the worst.
No pet.
Not a
pet.
Not a pet.
I had Ahmed, who you remember you met, Kevin. You met Ahmed.
Not a pet.
I had Zeke, and then I had two named Jane. So I had four millipedes.
Wow, you're a lazy namer. You named two of your four the exact same
two
thing.
Two millipedes because, with the same name.
Come on. Try.
It's a long story.
At least try.
Pet, not pet for millipedes.
Not pet. Not pet. Is it a pet?
Not pet.
Not pet.
Not pet.
Freaking bug.
Not pet.
That you try and get rid of if they're in your home or gardens.
Not pet.
But I loved them.
You can love them. It's not a pet.
Not pet.
All right, let's try Dylan Rancho Santa Margarita, please. Line one here on the Kevin and Bean Show for Pet Not Pet.
Hey, Dylan.
Hi.
Hi there. What do you have?
What do you got?
I have an alligator snapping turtle.
Not pet.
An alligator snapping turtle.
Yeah.
What is
now,
it?
Now, so is your distinction, Ralph, whether it is friendly and intelligent enough to be trained, and that's why you're saying no on the turtle?
Yes.
So no turtles are
pets. Give it an opportunity. Wouldn't it like to sink its beak into your finger?
Too small right now.
But
Okay. When it grows up and harbors resentment for you for many, many years, it's going to try to kill you in your sleep.
It probably could.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So we're going with no on that one.
Any animal that hates you is not a good pet, in my opinion. And snapping turtles, all they want to do is bite you. That's their nature.
I had a
scorpion. Oh, I have a great pet scorpion. No, you don't, because it wants to sting you and it wants you to die.
So are you, by the way, I had pet turtles too. Are you ruling out all large snakes then? Like you can't have a boa constrictor as a snake because it could kill you? How about a boa constrictor?
Stumped.
Pet? Not pet.
I mean, a lot of people have them as pets.
A lot of people have them and love them.
Well, if you keep a boa constrictor fed, though, I don't think it's inherently aggressive or hostile, is it?
I think you're right, yeah.
I don't believe it. Unless it's hungry, I don't think it's going to go for
it. So we're going pet on that one.
I think all snakes are, most snakes are pets, yeah.
All right, so you'll allow it. All right, 1-800-520-1067. Oh, we got some great calls here, you guys. Look at line three. Brenna, you hang on. We're getting to you.
Brenna and I are going to throw down.
Right after this, as we continue with Pet Not Pet.
Pet Not Pet. Is it a pet? Pet Not Pet. Is it a pet?
All right, just ahead of the Killers, we do have to squeeze in Brenna to make sure that we don't lose her. Because
Brenna's
pet is what?
I had horseflies.
Horseflies.
Yes.
How does that even work?
My sister and I would go and capture them, tie them on strings, and then we'd keep them. And it sounds really awful now that I think about it. But only in the sense
that you're probably a serial killer.
Yeah, horsefly serial killer.
Horseflies tied onto strings.
How many horseflies did you have?
Like 6-7, but they've only lasted a couple days.
Sure.
So you got to keep replacing them.
You've tied string around them and strangled them to death.
Brenna,
you're an awful person and a horsefly, not pet.
Not pet. Not pet.
I think that is the ruling. Thanks for calling, Brenna.
So just to update, so the fancy rat, yes, that's a pet.
Yes.
Millipede, no.
No.
Snapping turtle, no.
No.
Snakes, yes.
Yes. So far, so good.
Horseflies, no.
Damn.
And you said, Ralph, your feeling was no on hedgehogs, and I'm still not clear why a rat is a yes and a hedgehog is a no. You say hedgehogs aren't smart enough? Is that the problem?
Yes. A hedgehog is just a random rodent that's not a pet. It's a captive. It just means you just took something from the wild and you're just holding on to it.
Well, that's my wife, too, though. But
that's
true. She's still legit. All right. So we're taking your calls and texts at 1-800-520-1067. We're playing Pet, Not Pet.
Pet, Not Pet.
Let's try Eric in North Hollywood to get us going in this segment. Please, line five on the Kevin and Bean Show.
Hey, Eric.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, thank you.
What do you got?
I got a possum.
Nope.
A possum.
Possum.
Hey,
possums hate people, don't they?
Yes.
No. She's adorable.
We didn't say she's not adorable. We said she hates people, doesn't she?
What is your pet interaction like with your possum? What's your possum's name, by the way?
Baby.
Baby. You ever put her in a corner?
No, Ralph. You go straight to hell.
I mean, do you play with her?
No, because she lays there, Bean. She just lays there pretending to be dead and wanting to be left alone.
Yeah. I ride around on my bike. She rides on my shoulder. She goes everywhere with me. She's cool.
You're the guy riding his bike with a possum on his shoulder.
Why not get a unicycle? Why not really go for it?
That guy? Were they out of parrots?
People trip out.
Yeah, because it's not really a pet.
Right. They're tripping out because, like, wow, he has a wild animal on his shoulder. Someone help him.
All right. What's the ruling on possum, you guys?
No.
I mean, no.
Not a pet?
Not a pet.
Right.
Sorry.
Eric, captive.
Thank you for the call. All right, how about this?
It would much rather be in a tree, not on your shoulder.
Don't you want to see him riding a bike with it?
I totally do.
If we
could, there is a lady,
send us a picture.
Eric, send it.
There is a lady on Instagram who has a pet raccoon who does all the doggy things you can think of with her raccoon. And she says completely domesticated, completely smart, completely affectionate, completely clean, friendly, fun. Raccoon, pet or no pet?
Nope.
Nope.
How come?
Because that raccoon doesn't want to be in your house.
It's a wild animal.
It wants to be by a stream washing its food.
From the 661, I have two prairie dogs. Pet or not pet?
Not pet.
How come?
Because that dog wants to be on the prairie. It's in the name. It's not an apartment dog. It's a prairie dog.
Let's try Ann in South Pasadena, line one, up next on Pet, Not Pet.
Hey, Ann.
Hi.
What
do you got?
What do you got?
I have ducklings.
Ducklings?
Oh, no, you don't. You don't have them.
Yes,
she does, though.
They make wonderful pets. They imprint on you. They're like a dog. They come running to you when they see you quacking and flapping their wings. They're hysterical.
Now, you can't potty train a duck, though, right?
Oh, no. Well, I keep them. Well, they're outside.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you don't actually... So they can leave if they want and come back.
No, these are.
You tie a string to its foot?
Chain, whatever.
They're too heavy to fly.
What? They can't fly?
No, they're too heavy.
They're too heavy.
Yeah, they're in the yard, though. They're yard pets, basically, is what they are.
Yes. But they're hysterical. They're very affectionate.
Well, if they're hysterical.
As long as they make you laugh, then you can have any creature. You can just, against its will.
I am cats and dogs, too, but the ducks are my favorite.
All right, what about chickens, you guys? What about chickens versus ducks? None of them are pets?
I've had a chicken, one chicken.
Of course you have, Ann.
It was a lot of fun. It was a lot of fun, too, but the ducks have more personality.
Which one's more delicious?
I don't
All right. Thank you for the call. Appreciate that. All right.
Where are we going on ducks?
Not pets.
Okay. Not pets. Okay. All right. I know this is going to be tough for you guys, but let's go to Samantha in Paramount, line three. You know I have very strong feelings on this.
This isn't tough for us at all.
I want to get a ruling on this.
Hey, Samantha.
And you better be right.
Hey, guys.
Hi. We're playing Pet, Not Pet.
Pet, not pet. Is it a pet?
Awesome. So I have a pet pig, and his name is Louie.
Nope.
It was me applauding. Yes, of course a pig is a pet.
Lunch, not lunch.
How big is the pig?
He's about a medium dog, maybe about 50 pounds.
Super cute.
Well, Hold on, we're not cute. We're not asking he cute or not cute.
Though.
Total pet.
I mean, I can feed him a pizza. I can feed him enchiladas. He even has a bacon-wrapped dog, and he loved it.
Yeah. Oh, never, ever, ever give your pig
bacon-wrapped
cool.
Dog.
Awesome.
You made him a cannibal.
That's hilarious.
No.
You make him play football?
I'm trying to find a home for him. He's digging.
Why are you trying to find a home for him if he's such a great pet?
Because... He's digging up all my plants.
Yeah, why? Because it's a wild animal.
I saved him from being bacon.
Ralph, do not.
You kept him from his proper destiny.
Give your pig away because of your stupid yard, by the way. You're his family.
Right.
You're not family, Bean.
It is.
She's a human being. He's a pig, and he's digging up stuff because that's what pigs do. They snort and snuffle and dig stuff up.
So what are we saying for... Pet, not pet.
100% pet.
Not pet.
100%.
He's a pet.
Belongs on a farm.
Bean, you're alone on that one.
How dare you?
Belongs in a BLT. Where it belongs.
All right, let's do one more. Let's make it Pete in Woodland Hills. Let's close on something we can all agree on.
All right, hi, Pete.
How you doing, guys?
Good.
So when I was in college, we used to have those really big cockroaches that would come up at night out of the elevator system.
Holy God, it's a horror movie. What college did you go to?
Sounds like the worst college ever.
Was that Trump University?
It could have been.
Did you consider them pets?
It was sort of more mascots. We would just tack them up on the board, and they would live for, like, months at a time.
Tack them up on the board?
You would just torture them.
No, I mean, they are cockroaches.
Right, right. But they don't need to be tacked up onto a board. You don't. That's still awful.
You're
get off my phone.
You're a terrible human being.
Just thinking about our lister riding his bike down the street with his possum on his shoulder.
It's like those guys at Venice Beach who walk around with like a lizard on their heads.
Yep.
It's like, how desperate for attention are you?
LANOC's alternative rock. This is the world famous K-Rock and the Kevin and Bean Show at 7:55. By the way, we have a grand prize winner to announce. It is Michael Pullinger from Los Alamitos. He's the grand prize winner for Kings of Leon. He got to see them at the Hollywood Bowl October 7th and also now won the grand prize trip for two to see Kings of Leon at Red Rocks in Colorado. The trip includes round-trip airfare from L.A. to Denver, a minimum two-night hotel stay. Minimum. So we could put them up for like a week or two.
Yeah, they have to live there. We could relocate them if we wanted to.
Two tickets to see Kings of Leon at Red Rocks Amphitheater.
Well, congratulations. Thanks for listening. And at 9 o'clock this morning, destination number two of the K-Rock Road Trip 2017, Incubus and Jimmy Eat World in Seattle. So stick around for that. Ralph's here now with the Showbiz Beat on a Monday. What's going on?
So, anything coming up in the next break that we want people to call in for?
No, thank you for asking.
As a matter of fact, yes. We're doing Does Kevin Know after the top of the hour.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. So if you want to, what are we giving away? What's the Galaxy package?
Well, we're going to tease
package,
at the
right?
end, but we can do it now.
Let's do it now.
I'm sorry. I didn't realize. I thought it would be a good idea to get people on the phone.
This is the K-Rock section to see the Galaxy versus the Houston Dynamo at StubHub Center this Saturday. Now, Kevin, as usual, you will be there at the game.
That's correct.
And we're not only giving you these great seats for the game, but you also have access to an exclusive post-game autograph session. So if you're a Galaxy fan, you want free tickets to join Kevin this weekend to see your team, you can call right now at 1-800-520-1067. We'll keep you on hold for a couple minutes, and then we'll play Does Kevin Know for those tickets.
Kevin might be playing, too, I heard. They might pull him out, put him on the field.
I mean, if they need me. Oh, I'm always available.
So great. top 10 movies at the box office. That's what we do on Monday morning. We'll take a look, and here they are. Wonder Woman, for the second week in a row, number one at the box office, $57.2 million. The Mummy did not fare as well in its debut. The Mummy cost $160 million to make.
Wow.
It made $32 million this weekend.
Is that as much?
Not as much.
Mm.
That's a disappointment domestically. Now, internationally, however, it made around $140 million overseas. So it looks like it will make its money back at least, just not here in America. Captain Underpants was third. Pirates of the Caribbean, Dead Men Tell No Tales was fourth. Guardians of the Galaxy, fifth. It Comes at Night debuted with $6 million, the new Joel Edgerton film. Baywatch was seventh. Megan Levy's new movie was eighth. Alien Covenant and Everything, your top 10 films at the box office this weekend. Sad news from the weekend as well. Adam West, legendary actor. There's not a lot of icons anymore. And he certainly was one of them, and probably best known for playing Batman on television, but also for his work as the mayor of Quahog on Family Guy. He was 88 years old today. 88 years old, and passed away after a short battle with leukemia.
Ralph, they always say, "Don't meet your heroes."
Yeah, that's
you did and loved it.
Yeah,
right?
I got lucky.
Yeah,
he was my boyhood idol, and then I met him. I don't know, about 20 years ago. We've been really close friends for the past decade or so. And he was a terrific guy. Enormously caring, great father and husband and friend. And just a real big-hearted guy who was always very kind and graceful to, as I watched him interact with fans and people would come up to him and say the same things that he had heard for 50 years. They would quote lines from the TV show to him or make these jokes, and he would always just treat them with such respect and left everyone with a good impression as they walked away. He always would tell me how important it was to him for them to have a good meeting with Batman, you know, that he wanted to give them a good memory. So he was a really good guy.
Something else. I saw something in the press over the weekend, a story I'd never heard before, Ralph, and maybe you know about this. I'm sure you do. That he at one point was offered the role of James Bond?
There was a conversation had in 1970, I guess it was, when Sean Connery was leaving the franchise. And he had a dinner with Cubby Broccoli and his wife, who were then thinking about who the new Bond would be. And they had dinner, and
the story has gotten more legendary over the years. Adam once told me it was just a conversation. You know, would you be interested kind of thing. They were just talking about it. And Adam pretty much rejected it outright, saying that he always thought only a British actor should ever play that role. And he didn't feel like if he took it on, it would be successful. So he passed.
How about that?
But there was conversation at one point because actually he was one of the biggest stars in the world with, you know, with the Batman series. And it was also a big hit in the UK. So they thought it would be a good match.
He would have been a great Bond.
Yeah, I think he could have been a funny, suave Bond, kind of like Roger Moore was when he took over the franchise. I don't think if he felt comfortable enough with his British accent and to put that on, I think he thought it would have been, I don't know, too much. But
gotcha. It was so interesting to see that, you know, having never heard that story before. I mean, he had such a long and interesting career, but, you know, I was still learning stuff about him right up till this weekend.
Yeah. Today's celebrity birthdays. Dave Franco is 32 years old today. Model Adriana Lima celebrates her 36th birthday. Robin, the singer, is 38 years old. George H.W. Bush, the elder, former president, 93 years old today. And our own Allie McKay celebrates her birthday today.
Yay!
Thanks, kid.
Anything you'd like the boys to send you, Allie? Any pictures or anything that you'd like to open up and take a look at? Anything in particular? Is there a body part, maybe, that you particularly like? Or some aspect of men's anatomy?
More into their soul.
Oh, all right. Send a picture of your soul if you got one.
Yeah, that'd be great.
I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
This Saturday, the Galaxy play the Houston Dynamo at StubHub Center. We are giving away tickets. By the way, if you want to go, you just want to buy tickets. They're only $26 in the K-Rock section at lagalaxy.com/K-Rock. Kevin, you're going to be there at the game.
Right.
We're giving away tickets for folks to watch the game and also go to an exclusive post-game autograph session, too. And we thought it might be fun, since you're involved, to play, I think, maybe your favorite game.
I don't enjoy this game so much.
But this gives you the opportunity to show that you're misrepresented.
It gives me the opportunity. I see, Bean. Thank you.
Because you're actually sharper than most people give you credit for.
Right.
Everything sticks in your head.
Right. Kevin. That's why we do this game.
That's why we play Does Kevin Know?
Does Kevin know? Does Kevin know? Well, there seems to be some doubt. Does Kevin know? Does Kevin know? I think it's time we all found out. Well, we know he has some knowledge, but it might be pretty small. He thinks he went to college, but he really can't recall. Does Kevin know? Does Kevin know? I think it's time we all found out.
Still my favorite theme song in the history of the Kevin and Bean Show, by the way.
Take it
hey,
easy.
Bean, I just want to point out something. This may sway the listeners.
Okay.
Kevin's juicing.
Yes,
right?
That's true.
And by juicing, you mean
you have had two chocolate cappuccinos.
Wow, you're watching closely.
I am.
Well, it suddenly has made you very sharp lately.
This is my opportunity to show people that I'm misrepresented.
I heard that. It's your time to shine.
A liar once said.
So here's how the game is played. I'm going to ask a question of something that we've talked about on the show very recently, something that is not obscure, something that Kevin probably is going to remember, but sometimes maybe has trouble doing so. All you have to do as the caller and contestant is guess whether Kevin will know it or not. It doesn't matter whether he knows it or not. It's what your guess is. Does it match what actually happens if you're right?
Right. So if you say no and I don't know it, you win.
You win. Exactly. Right. So you win and you get to go to the Galaxy game with Kevin this Saturday. Who's our first contestant, please?
First up is Victoria in Glendora. Hi there.
Hi.
Hey, Victoria. You ready to play Does Kevin Know?
I am.
All right. Let's say goodbye to Kevin. Headphones down.
You good?
Oh, he can't hear anything we're saying. What a dick he is, right? Oh, hi, Victoria. All right, here we go. We've been talking a lot on the show, as all of America has, about the new film Wonder Woman. Almost every day since it came out, we've had some reference to Wonder Woman, including that story last week about the Fox News host who complained that she is not American enough. Of course, Wonder Woman is not from America. Does Kevin know the name of the much-discussed fictional island where Wonder Woman was born? Now, he's seen the movie. Will he know the name of the island where Wonder Woman is from? What say you, Victoria?
I'm going to say he doesn't know that.
I'm going to give you a hell no.
Really?
No way. No Chip way. And I are shaking our heads.
You said a lot on the show.
No. No way.
All right, Victoria, so you say no. Let's bring Kevin back in and see. Hey, Monkey.
I saw his Chip shaking her head no aggressively.
I think Kevin's going to know this one.
Really?
Talking about Wonder Woman, Kevin, which you know has been a very popular film that you have seen. We've talked about it a bunch on the show. Here's the question. What is the name of the fictional island where Wonder Woman was born?
What
is the name of the fictional island?
We've discussed it several times on the show, especially about the Fox News hosts complaining she's not American enough. Of course, she's not from America. She's from this island, which is called
Amazon.
What?
Amazonian.
She is Amazonian.
Amazon Island.
Is that your final answer?
Yes.
Now, Victoria said, no, you would not come up with Themyscira.
Oh, no.
Themyscira was the name of the island we were looking for. Victoria.
Doesn't even sound familiar now.
Victoria, you're going to the galaxy on Saturday. Be sure to thank Kevin when you see him, okay?
I will. Thank you.
For not knowing anything. Thank you. All right. Let's go to Mike and Tustin. Hi, Mike.
Hello.
Hey, Mike. You're a police officer.
Yes, I am.
Thank you for your service. We appreciate you listening, too. All right, let's say goodbye to Kevin, and I ask Mike his question. Last week, we enjoyed our chat on the show with actress Ari Grainer, who stars along with Melissa Leo, Clark Duke, and others in a new Showtime series set in the world of stand-up comedy in 1970s Los Angeles. Will Kevin know the name of this popular new Showtime series? What do you think, Mike? Will he be able to come up with the name of the series that Ari Grainer was on to promote?
Absolutely not.
You say no. Allie, what do you think?
I don't think. No, I don't think so. No, it's Kevin.
I feel like I've got confidence in my boy here. All right,
that's sweet, but I think you're wrong.
All right, let's bring Kevin back into the conversation. All right, Kevin, Mike says no, but I have confidence in you that you're going to be able to come up with the name of the series on Showtime set in the world of stand-up comedy in 1970s Los Angeles. We just had actress Ari Grainer on the show.
I'm dying up here, mother effer.
I'm sorry, Mike. You were wrong. You do not get tickets to the galaxy.
Oh, sorry, Mike.
Thank you for playing.
Wow.
Kevin, right?
That sucks because I got it right and he lost.
Yeah.
Well, look, it's on him, man. It's on him.
Right. The answer is no. Pay attention, people. Jose in Northridge. Hi.
Good morning. Good evening.
All right, Jose. Do you already know ahead of time, in general, how you're going to vote against Kevin or for him?
I'm going to say no.
You don't even know what the question is yet, but you're going to say no. All right, let's say goodbye to Kevin. Here is your question. Kevin has watched every game of this year's NBA Finals, and we have discussed the series frequently on the show with guests like Jim Rome and Matt Money Smith and Michelle Beal. But under pressure, do you think that Kevin will be able to name any four members of the Cleveland Cavaliers? Will Kevin come up with four Cavs, knowing he's a big basketball fan and has been watching the series? Jose, yes or no?
Oh, that's tough. Under pressure, I don't think so. He's a big sports fan, but under pressure, I don't know. I would say no.
You're going to say Kevin does not know.
Yeah.
Okay, let's bring Kevin back in. Hey, Kevin, how's it going over there?
All right.
Kevin, we know you're a big NBA fan. We know you have been following with great interest this series between the Warriors and the Cavaliers. Here's the question. Can you name for us any four members of the Cleveland Cavaliers? Any four members of the Cavaliers?
King James, Kyrie Irving, Kevin Love.
Wow.
Oh, watch your moves every night.
Oh, come on.
I got time on this.
Jose, you're not wrong.
Jose, did you say no?
He said no.
Honestly, that's all I know. That's all I know.
Kyle Korver might have come to mind. Tristan Thompson. No. J.R. Smith. Okay, well, it doesn't matter. Jose did say no, and he was correct. Congratulations, Jose. You're going to go see the Galaxy. Well done, sir.
Sweet. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. We just have time for one more contestant, I'm sorry to say. Who's that going to be?
And that is Jorge.
Hello.
Hey, Jorge. Thanks for calling in. You ready to play Does Kevin Know?
Yes, I am.
All right. Let's say goodbye to Kevin. Ooh, listen to Jorge with a sexy voice here today, right?
Yeah.
Every Tuesday morning here on the Kevin and Bean Show, Ralph and Petros recap the latest episode of ABC's The Bachelorette. After years of making fun of the show, we found out that Kevin now actually watches The Bachelorette. But here's the question. Does Kevin know the first and last name of this year's star? Does he know who is The Bachelorette? What do you think, Jorge?
I don't know. No.
You say no, even though he watches the show. He won't know her first and last name.
No way.
How about you, Allie?
First name, maybe. Last name, absolutely not.
No chance?
No way.
All right. Let's find out. Let's bring Kevin in. All right, Kevin, you ready?
Yep.
Talking about The Bachelorette. We know that you're a fan of the show. Of course, we do the recaps every Tuesday here on the program, but you're actually watching at home, too. Your question is, what is the first and last name of this year's Bachelorette? Who is she?
You're saying first and last name.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. They do say it on the show a lot.
You know her first name.
Right? Of course. I'm just trying to think of her last name.
Okay.
All right. Well, what's her first name to get you started?
I don't remember.
She's the Bachelorette. You watch it every week.
Yeah, but I don't care about it. I don't know.
It is Rachel Lindsay.
I would have never gotten Lindsay. Mm-mm. Is what we're looking for. But it doesn't matter because Jorge said no. He said you would not come up with the name of the Bachelorette.
Nicely done.
So, yes. So you have one Thank tickets you. To see the galaxy. Thanks for playing. This has been Does Kevin Know?
Does Kevin Know? Does Kevin know? Well, I think we all found out.
No.
No. Mm-mm. LANOC's Alternative Rock. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 826.
Allie, you got a birthday message left on the left in the Afro line if you want to hear it.
Oh, that's cool.
If only it would play.
That was good.
Yo, Allie, you want to play a game? All right, you be the Italian restaurant and I'll be the truck. Because I'm about to deliver the sausage.
Okay. More in it for him than in for you. It is Allie McKay's birthday today, by the way. And happy birthday, my dear.
Hey, thank you.
First of all. And remember when it was Kevin's birthday a couple months ago and we honored him by counting down our favorite moments with Kevin?
Yes.
That was honoring me?
Yes, it was.
That was the best.
I think it was the best, too. And I think it's also the best that we are honoring you with a similar countdown.
Agreed.
Of our five favorite Allie mixes of all time.
Oh, for the love.
Now, this started with a listener, right?
I think so,
listener sent us a mix of all the sounds that Allie makes. And then the mashups and remixes started.
Yeah.
Right.
Sure
and the first one was after we sent Beer Mug to eat hot dogs at a...
I think it was Shake Shack.
Was it? Okay.
Yeah.
And he was eating hot dogs, and it sounded gross, and so we decided to put together Allie's moans with Beer Mug's eating.
Ladies and gentlemen, just as good as I remembered it.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
God.
Oh.
Oh. There are no words. I'm so glad I'm starting my diet tomorrow.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Mm. Oh, that's so good.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Smell it.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it was horrible. I think we're good.
Incredibly unappetizing.
Yeah, we're good. Let's move on.
Well, I mean, we have few more if you'd like to. Yeah, I think so. I think we have, let's do Vin Scully. How about that one?
No.
I mean, let's do, come on, let's do Vin Scully.
Soul.
Right, so are the moments with, but you got to live. There you go.
There will be a new day and eventually a new year.
What?
And when the upcoming winter gives way to spring, rest assured, once again, it will be time for Dodger baseball.
Oh,
so this is Vin Scully wishing you a very pleasant good afternoon wherever you may be.
Smell it. I mean, do I have to tell all of them to smell it? Is that needed?
I mean, you said it.
You do love your Vin.
I'm not positive why you said it, but you did say it. How about LBJ? Bean, what's this tape from?
This is some time traveling going on right now. If Allie's getting with the president, this is a famous Oval Office recording of the president being on the phone with Hagar Slack's company, trying to get some pants ordered, and he got into some pretty descriptive language.
Oh yeah,
ladies. Face.
Oh.
Longer.
Oh, God.
Down where your nuts hang.
What?
G-g-g-g-g. Round under my back of my bunghole.
Oh, smell it.
No.
I mean, no.
No, please.
No. No, sir.
And what about
we're done.
What about Jerry Lewis, though?
Oh, God.
I mean, what about Jerry Lewis? Am I right?
I'll show you some material you'll know.
Oh, God.
Do it well.
Oh, yeah.
No.
G-g-g-ga.
Dusty cowtown.
Oh.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm.
It's great.
Oh, God.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
So good.
Just as hard.
Smell it.
It was terrific.
Yes.
All right, clean it out of here.
Lady Gaga!
Get a day job.
Such a hurtful, Jerry.
Your dusty cowtown is so sad.
Happy birthday. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ, LANOC's Alternative Rock. This is the Kevin and Bean Show. It is 8:51.
Between 9 and 9:30, by the way, it's going to be worth listening because we've got Incubus and Jimmy Eat World tickets for their show at the Hollywood Bowl August 14th. You can win and qualify to see the bands one more time in Seattle. That's destination number two of the K-Rock Road Trip 2017. Then What's Up with Florida. And then we're breaking down the game tape on one of the most disastrous interviews ever done on the Kevin and Bean show earlier this morning.
Mean best interviews.
And by disastrous, you mean best.
Disastrous.
Magic. Straight up
really?
Magic.
I did not enjoy it quite as much as you guys did.
I want to do a podcast with Noel Monk.
I do too. But not a radio interview.
Noel Monk was the manager for Van Halen in their first 7 years together after they got their record deal. And it didn't go the way any of us thought it would go. So we'll leave it at that, but definitely stick around. You're going to want to hear the breakdown. First, Ralph's here with the Showbiz Beat on a Monday. It's 8:52.
Because it is a Monday, we take a look at the top 10 movies at the box office. Wonder Woman continues to be just that. Number one at the box office. Wonder Woman, right?
One.
Number Wonder Woman.
Right.
Right?
Right.
Onetters. You don't get it, man.
I get it.
Good reference.
$57.2 million.
Nice pull.
Made it number one for the second week in a row. Then The Mummy. I don't know. Just look good to me. Said one of us on the show.
I don't know which one.
See if you can guess who said that.
I can't remember who.
Just look like a bestial that affects extravaganza.
I want a good movie.
It was worse than you thought it would be, right, Kevin?
Yeah, because I thought it would be all special effects and no story, but it was 98% bad story and then 2% special effects.
Listen to him pitch that as if that's a good movie.
Yeah. No, I'm saying...
I thought it would be just all special effects and no story. Most people would say, that's not something I'm interested in.
I'm all right with that.
That's why he went.
That is why I went.
Right, that was the upside for him.
I know.
Thought there wouldn't be no real narrative, just a lot of random explosions.
I was not hoping that there would be no narrative. I just, you sort
you
of
said
accept.
That. You made the choice by saying, I thought it was going to be just special effects and no story.
You sort of accept that reality and then you go.
Mm. No, you accept that reality and then you don't go because that doesn't make for a good movie. That is not a good recipe for a film.
Look, you be you, I'll be me.
Trust me.
You don't want me
there's
to be
no,
me?
There's no other way.
All right.
I'd rather have that.
How's Tom Cruise?
You know, he's pretty good.
Still a good actor, right?
Yeah, he's the same as he always is. That's why I thought it would be pretty decent.
He loves women, I heard, in this movie.
Very much so. Yeah.
Captain Underpants was third at the box office. Pirates of the Caribbean, Dead Men Tell No Tales, Guardians of the Galaxy were your top five films. Some other new films were in the... top 10, It Comes at Night, debuted at number 6. Then Baywatch, Megan Levy, the story of a woman and her beloved army dog, only made $3.8 million. I'm shocked.
Hmm.
Alien Covenant, 9th, and then Everything was number 10 at the box office. We've been talking about it all morning, and it's not getting any easier for me, so bear with me. But Adam West passed away on Friday night, and he, of course, was an icon. Many people remember him as the original Batman from the TV series in the 60s, but he was also, of course, the mayor of Quahog on Family Guy and had a career that lasted five decades, 50 years. And he was a great dad and a great father, excuse me, and a great husband and a good friend. And he was my friend, and I will miss him. And that's all I can do about that.
This is Adam West. Get a life, Ralph.
You know what's rare?
Will, buddy.
What I saw online was every race, every age group, gender, everything across the board.
Yeah.
The love for him online is, I haven't seen that when someone has passed away.
Yeah, he was a big deal. You know, yeah. I don't think he even recognized how.
But not to him.
Not to him at all. In fact, he often was kind of worried about his legacy and whether people would remember him or his work. You know, in a positive way. So it's a shame he can't see this, but I was right. There's a lot of outpouring of affection for him this weekend. And, you know, there's very few people like that, I think, to people remembered from their childhood or growing up or whatever that made a lasting impact in this. Someone who still stayed in their lives and was still on the radar. And like I said, he had a career that lasted 50 years. You know, ups and downs, but he was always there. And as a personality, just a larger than life, you know. So, a good guy, and it's been hard, but
you know, the work will be there forever, so you can always go back and watch what he did. And if you follow me on Twitter, I also reposted an evening I did with Adam in front of a live audience where we sat down for a couple hours and talked about his life and his career, and made that available. You can download that if you want to take a listen to it. It's about 2 hours long. But it's an interesting life he led, and you can hear his kindness and his good humor in that interview from 2012, so you can check that out if you're
Hey, Ralph. So inclined. This is Adam West. You know, even I am getting tired of your talking about me.
Too bad, buddy. Speaking of famous people and the Hollywood Walk of Fame, of course, Adam got his star there in 2012. Ice Cube's getting his star in the Hollywood Walk of Fame this morning, if you want to go down and check it out.
Wow.
11:30 a.m., he's going to be getting his star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. He well should deserved. Get one for just as uncomfortable as he made Bill Maher this past weekend. I don't know if you saw that show. But
what made you think that it was cool to say that?
Yeah. He asked Bill Maher that regarding the N-word. Bill didn't really have an answer other than, look, I'm a comedian, and it just came into my head and I said it. Which, by the way, I absolutely buy. I know that feeling where you're trying to make a joke and you just go for something and it doesn't land and it's a huge mistake. I know that feeling, but I don't think even knowing that feeling and having made that mistake, I would ever make that mistake.
Yeah.
That's a pretty far reach of a mistake to make. And I thought that it was interesting because they covered it pretty extensively on his HBO show this weekend on both sides. He had a friend of his sort of talk him out, and then I think Ice Cube sort of held his feet to the fire, which made Bill very uncomfortable, but I thought that was good, too, for people to witness. So
he took his medicine, and I think he sincerely understands now, even if there's no malice involved in using the word, it does cause pain in other people, and therefore it's a big no. I don't think he'll make that mistake.
It was a massive mistake, but I also think it was a good conversation to see people have on television, because you don't really get that too often. Usually it's either a knee-jerk reaction one way or the other. But I thought it was a conversation that was interesting to watch. So there's that. And speaking of conversations that are interesting to watch, you know James Corden?
Sure. Love.
He's got a show on late night television. And he does a bit in his late show called Spill Your Guts or Fill Your Guts.
I don't know that one.
You don't know these games? The best.
I don't.
There's a wheel of sickening foods. And you can either choose to eat the disgusting food, like scorpion, for example, or you answer honestly a question that James Corden puts to you.
Why would a guest go on his show and subject himself to that?
Because it's good, clean,
it's
fun.
Fun? Okay.
So Katy Perry had the option of eating something awful or ranking three of her ex-boyfriends in bed.
Please tell me she went with the truth.
She went with the truth, Allie. And she ranked them. Her order was as follows. Number three, Diplo.
Okay.
Oh, I didn't even know they were together.
Yeah.
Huh.
Right? What does Diplo have to say about it?
That's all well and good.
Good question.
Orlando Bloom was second.
Oh, my God. It's a toss-up. Who's going to be number one?
Russell Brand.
Russell Brand or John Mayer.
Russell Brand didn't crack the top
three. Oh, he didn't.
Oh.
John Mayer was at number one.
Oh,
number
I don't
one.
Doubt yeah. it, girl. I do not doubt it. Oof.
But Katy was adamant they were all satisfying in bed. They're all amazing lovers, she tried to explain. I would have sex with all of them when I get out of this place, she said. But she had to rank them, and that's the way she ranked them.
Now, Ralph, would you consider it a compliment if an ex ranked you number three on her hit list?
Yeah.
Yeah, I would think
if she's had more than three lovers.
Right, if she's had more than three.
Yeah. If she's only been with three guys, then I'm not feeling so good about myself.
Right. Or two.
But across the board, yeah, right?
Yeah, that's top tier. Being top three is all right, right?
Yes. Yes, I think that's what we're saying.
Okay.
Anyone else thinking about John Mayer right now?
No.
No.
Oh, okay.
I need to go back into the room and watch Katy Perry sleep some more on her live stream.
What time did she get up, by the way?
I don't know. It's 9 o'clock. She's still sleeping with a dog on her face.
Very comfortable. Dog's starting to stretch a little bit, Ralph, so there may be some movement here soon.
Well, Nugget's probably hungry. Nugget needs to be fed.
Right?
Got to feed the Nugget.
Okay.
Not a euphemism. Today's celebrity birthdays. George H.W. Bush is 93 years old today. Singer Robin is 38 years old. Adriana Lima. Victoria's Secret model is 36. Dave Franco, the actor, is 32. And our very own, you know her, you love her, you can't live without her, Allie McKay celebrates her birthday today. Allie McKay, I'm the only one clapping
why
for
is
Allie
that?
McKay.
Thank you.
I don't know why that is, but...
That's hurtful.
I'm Ralph Garman.
I hate everything and everyone.
I don't blame you. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Ralph, you're not in here to apologize, although you should.
What? I gave you gold. You could thank me.
So here's what
you're
happens.
Damn right.
So Ralph tips us off a few days ago. Hey, there's a book out that sounds amazing. You guys have to get this author out. His name is Noel Monk. He was the manager for Van Halen in their first 7 years. And it's all about he's blowing the lid off all the stories you've heard about the sex and the drugs and the rock and roll. And it's crazy.
David Lee Roth had to be put in a straitjacket. And Eddie Van Halen was throwing up at his own wedding. He was so drunk. It's like, this guy's going to have the best stories.
He got to have them on.
Who knows?
He may have had the best stories. It's just we didn't hear any of them.
No.
Now, so we had Mr. Monk on the program earlier, and it didn't go exactly the way we hoped.
This is the beginning of it, and every time he curses, we have to get out a delay, which is our way of not letting him curse on the air. And we only have so many, and then it cuts off the phones. We can't do anything about it. We only have five, so this is the beginning.
You came up at a time where you didn't have those unrevealed clauses in the contracts, right?
Oh, sure you did.
You did? You had to sign a non-disclosure?
But for a minimal amount of, you know, time.
Oh, I see. So So it's limited.
Only about, you know, a couple of years, and then you can... Say whatever you want, man.
Okay.
I wasn't ready to say anything.
All right, so there you go. So that's him talking about...
Maybe he didn't understand what an unrevealed clause was.
I mean, non-disclosure was tough for me.
Would have been
there.
A better word.
Maybe
would have been
he was better confused.
Word. I couldn't find that word anywhere I looked. Now, this is at the very beginning of the article interview, rather. That was the first question. And yes. At this point, we realize, oh, this dude's super, super old, you know? And I'm already a little bit nervous because clearly he's not fast.
So Bean tosses him a softball.
What will people be most surprised about to learn about Van Halen?
Well, that's one of the reasons I wrote the book. There's so much fuzzy bullshit going around.
There we go.
And the biggest problem is you got people now all of a sudden starting to write, and they never saw a show. They never hung out with the band for more than 12 seconds, if they ever met the band.
So now he starts talking about what people are writing about him.
And, well, for one, I should be dead 8 years ago.
Right.
I'm also a former policeman. Never happened. You know, when I started seeing the things that were being just said about me, forget about the guys, it was like, the f*** they talking about.
And we're off to the races now.
All right, so Kevin, you hit the button so that word doesn't get on the air either.
Right.
At this point, are you thinking, we got to bail on this interview?
I mean, I wasn't thinking that yet because
so
we
you've
have...
You've used your delay twice so far.
Right. But we have five.
Right.
But it builds up slowly, and we don't have a counter in here, so we can tell how long until it's built back up.
By that, people don't understand. It means he could curse again, and if enough time hasn't passed, it wouldn't work, right? It wouldn't cut that bad word off
but
the air.
But we have five. Of them, so we're okay now.
Yeah.
Now, should we have said something to him? Should we have tried to explain or remind him that he was on live
radio?
Well,
that's usually what we do, but it seemed like things were moving quite slowly. And I
wasn't... Last thing you needed was another speed bump in this
interview.
Right.
I wasn't sure that that's what was needed. It was, however. It sounds to me, from reading the beginning of the book, like the band was starting to come apart at the very beginning.
No, that... We you're reading the prologue. And that was 82. We started in 82, and then we flipped back to 78.
Okay.
78 was hell-kicking fun.
Yeah. Right.
And, you know, I mean, it was wall-to-wall. We did 8 or 9 months straight.
All right, so three times we had to get a delay.
Yeah.
By the way, when Ralph came in when we did this interview earlier, he said, "It's dirty Leslie Nielsen," which is exactly what he sounds like.
Your Leslie Nielsen interview.
Right?
Wait until you hear his answer to Bean's question about the ladies on the road.
That's
what can you tell us about the volume
of the young ladies that enjoyed the company of the members of Van Halen during those years, Noel?
What isn't there to tell?
He's got stories.
That's not a story. That's not even an answer.
But there's no stories coming.
I mean, is it just a different woman or two every night in every town?
Up to a certain point, we had some wonderful women on the road. And that's something also that bugs me.
Yes.
The women of the road are called groupies and sluts. Without the women on the road, there would be no band.
There we go.
Right?
You know, you don't get along without women.
Right.
You go crazy. And they're to be respected. They're really good people.
All right. So four.
Listen to Chip in the background just cracking up, by the way. Loving this so much.
Now, there's a lot in the book about drugs and the drug use that was happening with Van Halen.
How about the drugs? How serious a problem were drugs in Van Halen in those early years?
Yes, you're right.
Pretty serious.
Very serious.
Did Eddie Van Halen actually travel with a drug dealer? All right, Bean, was that in the book or was that not in the book?
Yeah.
I think there was something about that in the book. Yeah.
He traveled with a drug dealer.
He would fly to all different locations to give him cocaine.
Yes. Yes. Well, I asked the question.
No, he used to come out. I almost met him in the parking lot, and I almost cracked the out of him, but he was safe for Edward. So I figured, I'll leave this go.
Okay. We have to, and at that point, we literally had to stop interviewing. We had to turn off the phone and just say, thanks for calling.
You're out of delays.
Right.
And you're out of F's to give, too, about this guy.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 936.
Is Katy Perry dead, Ralph? Is that
she's
what's happening
still
here?
Still asleep. I know that
How could
much.
She still be asleep?
Because that's what I would be if I didn't have to be up at 4 o'clock in the morning. That's only 937. I'd be sleeping my ass off.
That'd be pretty
Talking
sweet.
About the Katy Perry live stream that's going on as part of the promotion for her new record, and we've just basically been watching her sleep all morning long.
Nugget's been on her face. She had nuggets on her face.
That's a dog, everybody.
It's a dog's name, right. Okay. It's 9:37. Ralph is here with our final look at the showbiz beat here on a Monday morning. What's going on?
Someone was very upset, sent me an email, said her dog's name is Turkey.
Okay.
And I don't know how many dogs she has or what their names are particularly.
Nor do you care.
But I know the one who's nuzzled up to her head while she's sleeping is Nugget. We know that. We have established that. We've run the tests, and that is Nugget. So, suck it. That's what I gotta say. Monday morning. Morning. Taking a look at the top 10 movies at the box office like we do to see what people went to see in theaters over the weekend. Wonder Woman again. Another big weekend. For her, $57.2 million, which would be a good opening weekend for most films. In its second week, it kept it at number one this week. The Mummy was number two at the box office, $32.2 million. Captain Underpants was third. Pirates of the Caribbean, Dead Men Tell No Tales, came in at number four. Guardians of the Galaxy was fifth. It Comes at Night, the new horror film with Joel Edgerton, sixth at the box office with $6 million in its debut. Then Baywatch, Megan Levy, Alien Covenant, and Everything, rounding out the top 10 at the box office. Sad news on Friday night, Adam West passed away. Iconic actor and personality from the Batman TV series, of course, from the 60s. Also the mayor of Quahog on Family Guy and a good friend of mine. And there are some people in your life who are constants, you know? I was thinking about it. My whole life, there's always been Adam West. And as a kid growing up, he was my hero. And then I got to meet him and spend a lot of time with him, especially the past decade or so. Excuse me. And he was a good friend to me and a great husband and dad. And I will miss him. So sad news. He had a short battle with leukemia and passed away on Friday night. So a lot of people saying nice things about him this weekend, which was very cool to see. Also, I thought this was interesting, is this story about Bachelor in Paradise. The production has been shut down in Mexico.
This is bogus.
Season of this series. A lot of conflicting statements about what happened.
down there in Mexico. All we know is that Corinne, you remember Corinne, she was awful from Nick's season. And then DeMario.
She's so hot, though, right, Ralph?
Yeah, she's attractive, yeah. DeMario, who was in the most this season, the Bachelorette season with Rachel, he was sent home.
He's the one whose girlfriend?
His girlfriend showed up.
Showed up?
Yeah.
Okay.
Two of them got into some steamy romantic situation down there in Mexico. And while looking at the footage, a producer for the show lodged a complaint with the production because of misconduct, as it's being categorized. Now, everyone's trying to wonder what could that mean and why production on the series has been suspended. It must be some sort of legal issue. Some now people speculating that perhaps Corinne was too intoxicated to give consent for whatever DeMario did with and or to her in the pool while they were filming.
Mm. I mean, if that's the case, that is a legitimate reason to stop the filming, stop the scene. But why? It seems like they shouldn't have to shut down the whole production and send everybody back to America.
Well, this this producer who lodged the complaint, is a potential lawsuit situation with the production. I mean, there's a lot of stuff needs to be sorted through. If she's claiming sexual harassment or something. I mean, there's all kinds of ramifications for what's happening if she's complaining, which I think it's weird. If you're going to work on the Bachelor in Paradise show, don't you go in with your eyes open expecting?
It seems like that's what they want.
Freakishly inappropriate and reckless sexual behavior while under the influence of alcohol. Isn't that what the show's based upon?
It is, yeah. But there also needs to be an adult who's ready to separate the two.
Look, if something was untoward, if there was some sort of sexual assault or something involved, then absolutely someone has to be able to step in.
Right.
Although it doesn't sound like anyone did it at the time.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah, it's after the fact, after they
viewed the footage. So,
this is crazy.
I guess we'll know more as things move forward. But everyone's speculating and talking
about it. No BIP this fall is what it sounds like,
That's what it sounds like, yeah. We're gonna be Bachelor in Paradise-less this summer, which is unacceptable, first of all.
Right, it is.
Now what do I do with my summer? Right?
Thanks, Obama.
Ugh, the worst. So we'll keep you posted as things move along. How's Katy Perry? Still asleep?
You said they were going to wake her up with a choir this morning?
That's the plan. They're going to send a choir into her bedroom and wake her up with a song.
Okay.
And you, the viewer, got to help choose what song they were going to sing. I hope it's something from Taylor Swift. That'd be a great way to wake her up.
That would be hilarious.
Wheel in the sky keeps on turning. Shake it off. I heard your story earlier this morning, Bean, about your airplane story, about those engines.
Yeah.
Did you hear about Jennifer Lawrence?
Yes.
Crazy,
terrifying.
Right?
Terrifying.
Okay.
What happened?
I just want to make sure. No.
No, Ralph and I know.
Allie heard.
I didn't hear it.
Well, maybe you should pay more closer attention to what's happening in the world.
Finger on the pulse of Hollywood.
That's right.
Like we do.
No, she's a very lucky lady. She was in a private plane that she was traveling on and had to make an emergency landing in Buffalo, New York, when one of the engines failed.
Oh, man.
Now, they're in the air and the engine fails, and they say, well, we need to make an emergency landing because, you know, we've only got the one engine. And that's when the other engine went out.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
While they were coming in for a landing.
Come on, man.
Pilots had to land with no engines.
Wow.
Emergency vehicles were on the tarmac standing by as they were coming into the airport. They didn't know what the status was going to be. But they landed, and Jennifer Lawrence is safe.
I mean,
that's terrifying, right?
It's terrifying, yes. And we've lost dozens of celebrities throughout the years in small planes and helicopters and whatnot because they fly in a lot of small planes and helicopters and whatnot.
Right.
But, man, that
Buddy
is...
Buddy Holly, right?
To name one, yeah.
The Big Bopper.
Right?
Right? Richie Valens.
Mm-hmm. Right?
Aaliyah.
Right?
Right.
Are we going to name all the people who have been killed in planes?
No,
places?
It just strikes me. Because you know that song, American Pie? That song's all about. It's all about.
No,
that airplane crash where Buddy Holly crashed in that plane.
No,
I remember it was famous song by Don McLean, the singer-songwriter.
No, sir.
And a lot of people are saying
no, sir.
They would like to hear it. So I thought it would be appropriate.
When were they saying they'd like to hear it?
Well, we were talking about the Jennifer Lawrence
How do you
story.
Know that, then?
I got
an alert?
A ticker tape here.
No. No
mas. Long time ago.
Nope. No, sir.
I can still remember how the music used to make me smile.
No.
And I knew if I had my chance.
Shut up.
That I can make those people dance and maybe happy for a while.
Okay.
Hell to the no. Come on, hell no.
But February made me shiver.
Shut your mouth.
Please, for the love of God.
You're just gonna make it longer.
I mean,
you
just
might as well
stop.
Just take your medicine.
I think you can stop.
With every paper I deliver.
No,
doorstep.
Oh, I wouldn't hear of it. Absolutely not. Nope. Stop it.
No. No.
Just
no.
A lot of people
no.
like it when I say
no.
that.
No.
They don't.
No.
No one likes it.
Yeah. No.
Zero people.
No. I mean, no.
That guy does.
No.
I can't remember if I cried
I'm
when
asking
I
you as a
read
man
about
to stop
his
this
widowed bride. Something touched me deep inside.
Stop it.
The day.
Stop it.
The music.
Stop it.
Died.
Stop it.
Bye, Miss American Pie. Rode my ship.
Oh, what a shame as Mike went out.
Who's Ralph's mic? That's such a shame.
Good old boy. Tennessee whiskey and rye.
All right, good. All right,
this'll be the day that I die.
Uh-huh, right.
No!
This'll be the day that I die.
Kevin, tell me about the helpful Honda dealers, would you?
Did you ride the bug
hey, on your drive home today, listen,
do you
Frank.
Have faith in God above?
I mean, no. Come on, really?
If the Bible...
I mean, no. Oh, it's too
bad. Oh, it's out again.
Do you believe in rock and roll and can music save your mortal soul?
All right.
And can no!
You know what I want for my birthday? For this to end
right?
in a fiery crash.
Right?
Insane. I'm asking you as a man to stop this immediately.
Come on!
And I dig those rhythm and blues.
I've never gotten this far in the song, actually. Is that
really? Oh, God, no.
I thought Noel Monk was the worst thing on today's show.
He was the best thing on today's show.
Did you try to smell
No, he's just moving his mouth to make you think that it's off.
Oh.
I walked the Shabbos beat.
Thank you, Ralph, on your drive home today. Listen to a commercial-free 5 p.m. hour random act of helpfulness with the SoCal Helpful Honda dealers tomorrow morning and all-new Kevin and Bean show. We've got your tickets for the Galaxy this Saturday night. We've got the Bachelorette Report with Ralph and Petros. And we've got comedian Bob Saget in studio tomorrow.